Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be With CBFC podcast.
We're here at Albion College here on our CBFC retreat. We're very, very excited for you guys.
We got pre-camp info coming at you.
What?
So we're here with some new members, so we should go down the line and introduce ourselves.
Hello, I am Shay.
I'm Andrew.
I'm Izzy.
I'm Kasha.
I'm May.
I'm Paige.
I'm Tayton.
We are so excited for camp, and we hope you guys are too.
Yeah, so it's less than a month away at this point, so we got to start thinking about some important packing stuff. A lot of you level ones, you first years, you're probably here, so you gotta pack some colors, so put them onto the method.
Yes, so if you're coming to camp with other people from your school, it's good for all of you to pack individual bags with things that are like different colors. So make sure you know what level you are. Make sure you know what colors you could possibly have, since you won't know ahead of time. And make sure you pack all of your stuff in that color in separate bags so you have them easily accessible. It is also good to bring basics like some black and white shirts that you can kind of build off of if you don't have enough of your color. And make sure to bring like accessories and face paint and stuff.
Face paint's a good one.
Yes. And glitter.
Yeah, make sure.
It makes camp really fun.
Make sure you know you're packing your socks, your underwear, stuff that you need that you might not think that's important. Make sure you got some shoes you can walk around in. Some
shower shoes.
Shower shoes. You don't, and like, even if you don't have shower shoes, like a crappy pair of slides, that'll do just fine. But you don't want to be barefoot in those showers.
Bring a fan. Make sure you have an extra long twin sheet. And if you have a mattress pad, bring it because it gets a little bit uncomfortable.
Yeah.
That's okay.
Like, obviously, make sure you got a pillow, a blanket, stuff that you need, because you want to make sure you're getting your sleep. Camp's a lot of fun, but it's also very tiring. You're out, you're having a great time, but you need to make sure you're getting your sleep. So prioritizing that, giving yourself a good environment to sleep in is important. You don't want to ignore that for fun stuff, I guess.
Warm fuzzies are also a really important element of camp, and that's basically letters that you write to your other council members at the end of camp. And so make sure to bring a notebook and some pens and stuff for you to write with to make your warm and fuzzies really special.
Feel free to bring like cards, because if you might have any downtime, maybe you want to play Uno or a card game. So feel free to bring stuff like that too, because you're going to be having a great time.
Definitely bring your water bottle. Water bottle is really important. It gets so hot on campus. The dorms get super, super warm. Nothing you can't handle, but you definitely want to be able to be hydrated all week.
Yeah, and also just say in general, make sure to pack clothing that's appropriate for the weather, since it does get kind of hot and there isn't air conditioning. So make sure your clothes are like breathable and you're bringing shorts and tank tops.
Yeah, just make sure you guys are taking care of yourself this week. You know, it's real easy to stay up late and hang out, but you also have to make sure that you're prioritizing your own health. So take care of yourself. Have a great time. It is a great time. We're very excited to have you all.
Oh, yeah. That's definitely a good point. And even with the mindset of coming onto camp, I would say come excited and ready to be surrounded with so many new people. It's definitely a really exciting time. And I think it's great to come with an open mind.
I agree. I think sometimes camp can kind of be a shock, since it's such a high energy environment. So I agree. Having an open mind is definitely great. I mean, not everyone is going to vibe at first, but I think the more you go on, the more accustomed you become to the environment. And just make sure that you're going in ready to like make new friends, be receptive to other people. And yeah.
Okay. This is so random, but I remember singing Single Ladies during karaoke with like all my like friends that I made at camp, and that was literally like one of the highlights of my week. Like, we did the whole dance. It was a whole thing. It was really great.
Mm-hmm. Noah, I really enjoyed playing spike ball out there in the I don't even know what you call it, the quad out there on the grass, just running around doing whatever during like the mega mixer especially. That was a lot of fun, just like completely hectic and crazy, but so, so much fun.
Oh my gosh, so much fun. All the tournaments and games.
There's just so many people. Everybody has their own little niche that they find, because there's just so many people doing everything. So you're bound to find something that you enjoy with like a group of people who you can like mix with. And it might be people that you don't see like at camp. Like, you might not be paired with them in a council or like any kind of activity, but you get to branch out and meet new people in those like crazy mega mixer type deals.
I always like to think about, like, especially if you're level one, everybody's kind of nervous about it and everybody is meeting new people. So like everybody's in the same boat. You're all kind of a little scared about it, but like you can just like, even as simple as like the first day, like when you go to the Baldwin steps and just like go up to someone and say hi.
I find those are also some of my most memorable moments, where like doing an activity or something, just like making a joke with someone or like mentioning a TikTok reference. Like those little moments really do make camp really fun and memorable too.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you bring your voice. We're going to be yelling a lot. We're going to get loud and rowdy. We want you guys right there with us. So come ready, come prepared, and
pizza man.
Yeah. But like, definitely commit yourself to like all of the chants and stuff, because I promise the less concerned you are with how you look to other people, like the more fun you'll have.
Absolutely, so much fun. Yeah, I feel like a big thing with chanting coming, I did all four levels, but as a level two camper, I was curled up in a ball and didn't move. And had a really hard time chanting. And I feel like that's like good. Like it's hard to see people around you chanting. You're kind of wondering, oh, why am I not out my comfort zone? Because this is a big change for everyone. And I feel like just kind of taking it one step at a time. Obviously, I think push yourself to be the best you can be. But yeah, this is a new environment. And I feel like if you're not comfortable with something, it's good. I hope that you have an environment where you feel like you could grow, but also don't beat yourself down if you're not fully out there.
That's a good point. Okay, so we are going to go around and see what our favorite part of camp was last year and what we're looking forward to this camp.
I'll start. I would say my favorite part is like council debriefs, like connecting with like a little group inside of camp is really important, to just like find people and have smaller conversations so it's not super overwhelming.
Yes.
So last year I was a level two camper, and my favorite thing was the skit that we did for the final ceremony. It was just really funny and it really bonded us together. So yeah, that's a good memory. And this is so bad. This year, I'm most excited for the food, specifically the pulled pork sandwiches. Oh my gosh, I am ready, because I just love pulled pork sandwiches in general. So like, sorry, like I should probably think something better. But if I'm being honest, like I'm really thinking about that right
now.
Yes. I would say my favorite for a camp, this is kind of cliche, like everyone says it, but like meeting new people. Because, like, especially as a level one camper, I think, Paige, you said it, like, everyone's a little nervous. Everyone wants to meet people. So that's, like you make so, so many new friends. And then I would say that I'm really excited for the morning power-ups, where there's options of, like, going for a run or, like, doing Zumba or, like, mindful mornings. I'm really excited for that.
I think last year my favorite part of camp was either those, like, crazy mega mixers where you just have to talk to everyone, or I'll agree with Tayton with like the debriefs. I really liked just being able to like hear everyone's perspective on like what seemed like a simple activity and just be able to like kind of collab on that. This year, I think I'm most excited for, I think I really regret not like reaching out and like trying to learn about camp earlier on. So I only was a level one camper. And if I knew about it way before, I would have definitely done as many levels as I could have. So I'm excited to see the different parts of camp as like a staff member and see like the different campers and their experience.
Yes, definitely a great point. I know for me, I kind of touched on this earlier, but my favorite part of camp is like the little moments and the moments that you like might not expect during camp. Like during lunch, like eating a pulled pork sandwich, but like going around and like talking to people I might have met during a defining leadership segment or a power skills, and just like making those bonds. And so I also just want to point out that like no matter like who you are, if you're an extrovert or an introvert, just know that you will find your place at camp and that you will find a space that you're comfortable with. So like if you're not really the type to like go out and make new friends right off the bat, like don't worry, you will find your place at camp. And I'm very excited, just like Kasha, to see the four different levels of camp as someone who only did level one as well.
Yeah, I was really a big fan of a tranquility at the end of the night, kind of an opportunity to sort of wind down, but also be mindful of a lot of the things you're doing, be thoughtful with a lot of really, really important content you learned. So I would say for me, that was a big one.
I think I am most excited for the end of, I don't know, eating time, breakfast, lunch, dinner. When Wishbox comes out, the chants come out. I feel like that's where it's just, I feel like it's almost like flex time or something, like tranquility in a different way, because you just get to kind of have an extra moment to just kind of have fun and also put the craziest wishes in your wish box and be excited.
We're answering every single wish. Every single wish is going to be answered.
Yeah, for sure. So all in all, get hype for camp. Yes.
What?